All right, Woody, thank you so much. Man, I haven't seen this guy for a while. I think last time I saw Brian Monroe was at a charity event for Jason Taylor, and he joins us this morning, a former punter for the Miami Hurricanes. Monroe County, how you doing this morning?
What's up, brother, man? Everything's great. Yep, the last time I did see you was at the charity event. We're making it too long, but Saturday night, if you're available, you and Danny, we're going to do a little opening party at the rooftop there at Hard Rock. So come on out. Drinks on me.
Saturday night, huh? Hey, by the way, Hard Rock app is fantastic, man. Nothing, everybody raving. I wanted to start with that. I know we talk a lot about spreads. Can't do anything without a spread or some kind of bet with it, but you guys are great, man. It's great over there.
I appreciate it. I think it's very fan-friendly, very easy, user-friendly, and I guess, you know, it's rated 4.9 and the highest app in the App Store for a reason.
Yeah. Hey, so I got to ask you, as a former Cane, where does the Notre Dame rivalry compare with Florida or Florida State for you, the Notre Dame game?
So, you know, it's funny. I think with our older guys, it ranks a little bit higher because they played those guys year in and year out. When I was there, we never played Notre Dame once, and I don't think we didn't play them again until like 2012. So the rivalry for me is more like in the gotcha. 3 to 4.
Florida or Florida State for you then would be number one.
I hate Florida the most. I hate Florida the most because, one, they're scared they took us off the schedule, and two, their fans are a bunch of, you know what, I can't say that on air, but let's just say that, yeah, Florida's number one.
All right, so this Notre Dame game coming up here, they've got a lot of people say the best running back. One thing that can't happen is Jeremiah Love have one of those 180 to 200-yard games running and catching the football. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, but it's not even just Love. You have Price behind him as well, who averaged another 6 points on the yards to carry. But you know what? If you do look at Love and you break down his games last year, most of the competition that he went through that was bigger competitions, he really only had 40 and 50 yards. Against Indiana, he had 100-some yards, but one being a 90-something yard rush. So against bigger competition, he didn't really excel that well. So it's going to be on our defensive line, and you know, I won't expect our transfer linebacker Torrey to be really big into this game.
So they've got a real good defensive secondary, including a first-round pick back there, a cornerback, and a lot of experience. Some of the best players right now in Miami Hurricanes are some of their guys that just came in at receiver. You concern experience and that matchup, you got to be able to throw the ball and give Carson Beck something to throw to. Are you concerned with that matchup at all?
I'm not concerned because, yes, we do have new receivers, but three of the guys we brought in have a ton of experience when it comes to playing. I mean, you talk about Tony Johnson come from Cincinnati, CJ Daniels, LSU and Liberty, and then you got Marianne, who is one, an All-American kick returner, has played a bunch of ball as well. So when it comes down to it, I'm not really concerned when it comes to experience. It's more of like the bright lights, right? When it comes to that third and one, will you make the catch? We don't have a guy that we can say we can go to. Last year, no matter what, X on third down was going to make the catch. Is that going to be a JoJo Trader? Is that going to be a Daniels? The kid I really love that everyone keeps talking about, obviously, is Malachi Toney. I mean, this kid is beyond his years. He's built like he should be already a junior. His understanding of spacing on offense. I'm curious to see by the end of the season, is he that go-to guy that you can say that third down, he's going to make the catch?
Yeah, man, I've been talking about that. That guy is not acting like a true freshman to graduate early to go to spring football. You're exactly right. He just seems like he catches everything. He's got a real good feel for the game. I'm with you. I think the other thing, who's going to have better offensive line? I know Notre Dame's got a real good O-line, and Miami's got one of the best O-lines in the country. I think a lot's going to come down who can run the ball and obviously protection as well. What do you think about this offensive line for the Canes compared to last year?
RTDB, run the damn ball. I think if you can run the ball in this game, you're going to win. But if you look at our offensive line, right, we pretty much return everybody. Yes, Rivers leaves and our center leaves as well. But you go and get an experienced center in Brockenmeyer from TCU, who was previously at Alabama, so he's highly touted. And obviously, anything that Mirabal and Cristobal say at the center position in the last two years has hit. So I'm not worried about this guy either. Then you look at Markell Bell, stepped in last year for Rivers, so he's got 5 games under his belt, and everyone just says he's gotten better. Is it going to be Ryan Rodriguez or Matthew McCoy at left guard? Not really worried there. And then you've got the two guys on the right-hand side. One is the biggest trash talker on the team, Inez Cooper, and then you got Francis, who's going to be arguably top 10, top 5, top 15 pick. I'm honestly not worried about the offensive line. I think that's what's going to carry this team because, you know, everyone kept talking about Cam Ward, turnover prone, fumbles too much, small hands. And I was like, yeah, but look at the offensive line he has at Washington State. Carson Beck coming off of, I'm doing air quotes, a bad year at Georgia, still would have been second most yards in the last 25 years at Miami Hurricanes for a quarterback. I just think that he's going to be comfortable back there. I think he's going to have a great offense with Dawson, things that he's comfortable with, quick game, getting the ball out of his hands. I could see him taking the next step, maybe not like Cam Ward, but to excel back into that first round.
This is also the front seven defensively. Unless I'm really missing on something, this is about the best I felt about a front seven in a long, long time. Now, I know we're asking a couple of guys. Justin Scott's got to step up. Ahmad Moten's got to be more consistent. Can't make a splash play and then open a big hole. He's got to be more consistent, point of attack at 320 pounds. But I like those guys, man. This is a big year for all those guys. What do you think?
Yeah, it starts in the tackle position, right? Because that's kind of what worries me on the defense of any position worries me, right? Because you just mentioned five-star Justin Scott. Does he take the next step and live up to that five-star billing? Ahmad Moten, inconsistent as you expect. But when you're playing against Notre Dame, you have to have two dudes in the middle. Now you bring over Bly from Louisiana Tech, who's a stout dude, looks great at practice. And now the name is Dante Simpson, who's a big boy, but he's also a freshman. Do you really want to depend on a true freshman going into the biggest game of the year under the bright lights? Again, for me, it's do you live up to the billing? Taking that next step, right? We got three five-star defensive linemen. Justin Scott, you mentioned. Armando Blunt and Lightfoot. Blunt and Lightfoot I see as rotational guys. But when you're in there, are you going to live up to that billing and say, I'm going to make a play? Because if you look around college football, I think last year was Colin Simmons for Texas. When he had his opportunity, he made plays. And that's what we're going to need from this defensive line because we've done a great job in the secondary revamping it. But everyone knows you're only as good as your front end as your back end.
Yeah, by the way, Dolphins have been preaching that to everybody too. Our front seven's going to help the back end. Hey, Mezidorn Bain, we can't give him a hall pass, man. Two guys have been around. Talking about Bain potentially going in the first round, they got to show up. They cannot have quiet games. We're talking about, hey, we didn't say much about Mezidorn Bain. You agree with me that those guys got to get off to a real good start, put some pressure on the quarterback, some tackles for loss, really disrupt things?
It's on them. I mean, we just mentioned that, you know, your secondary is only as great as your front four, and that's going to be Mezidorn Bain. You're the leaders. You're the guys we're depending on. Reuben Bain does not have a great game, you're pretty much going to take him off the first round board because this is the game that all the scouts are watching. You're going against arguably one of the best offensive lines that you're going to play the whole entire year. And if you don't show up, is he just carrying over from that 2024 season? And where is that 2023 Bain? I expect him to come out. He's slimmed down. He looks good. He looks explosive. But again, it's on you, Bain. It's look in the mirror. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Hey, the one thing is the transfer portal, they hit hard in that defensive secondary. Everybody seems to say great things about Xavier Lucas and Poyser as well at the safety position, and then Frederick coming back for a second year out of St. Thomas Aquinas. Boy, the day I was out there, they are active, man. As long as there's not mental mistakes and they're on the same page, boy, that's an active group of being around the football.
Yeah, I mean, I think Lucas is what you want as a corner, right? 6'2", got size, can run. But two guys you didn't mention I think are going to be key in this defense that I loved watching at practice is Jacoby Thomas that came over from Tennessee. He's got the size. He's the leader. He's amping up the defense. He's vocal. And I think Keontae Scott, right? Because I think in that slot and that nickel, they killed us last year. And having a guy that is experienced, that coaches played with, also an All-American punt returner, I think those two guys are going to be huge, especially in this defense when you have that corner blitz, that nickel blitz. I think it'd be a huge difference.
All right, so let's get away because, you know, you can only do so much X's and O's before you go. How you doing with the ladies right now? How's everything going?
Hey, man, they could be listening. Yeah, right now. Everything's
good. It's a sports. Man. It's an old guy sports show. It's harmless, man.
Joe, you know this. I'm blessed. It's everything is great. You know, football is back. You know, maybe we won't go on the boat too much, but, you know, you come out Saturday, I'll introduce you to a couple. Don't tell the wifey that.
No, I I'm very honest about when you're in here with me and you haven't been in here with me for a while, but the swiping the talent that is popping up on your phone is not popping up on a lot of guys out there's phones. I'm just saying that is five-star quality, my man. That is, and that's just a compliment. Now, you know, I do this when you're not on too, so I'm very consistent, but yeah.
Matt, you are, but consistency is key, right? The only thing you get in life is unless you're consistent.
Yeah, right.
If you're not consistent, you ain't winning. I don't care if that's
No. I know. I'm living through you, kid, man. You're doing great. Hey, I appreciate you coming on this morning, Bron. Thanks, buddy. And
absolutely.
Good luck to your team Sunday night.
I appreciate it, man. Talk to you soon.
All right. Brian Monroe, Hurricanes countdown to kickoff along with Woody. And you can hear those guys getting ready. What are you laughing about? What's so funny?
No, it's all good. I'm glad you made it weird at the end.
Wasn't weird. How you doing with the ladies?
Yeah, by the way, I lived through him too, so you don't have to feel bad about
right.
He shows me stuff.
Man. I got to tell you, man, I'll hide it. Like, so my wife met him, and we were talking. I said, now you see this guy I talk about that's single. And
what'd she say?
They line up the same. He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah. I introduced my wife too, but just once.
Just once. Hey, man, and nothing wrong between he and Omar. I just get a little older version with Omar too, man. I tell you what,
I don't think Omar's got the same batting average.
Oh no, the girls are average. No, he got. Hey, I gotta tell you, whatever you think of Omar, Omar's got a lot of women swiping back. It's not a one way swipe, and he's hey, anybody home? I mean, they're knocking on the door.
This is like
they're knocking on the door.
But Monroe is like he's the Mahomes. Of this whole thing. Well, and Omar's like
Joe Flacco?
No, he's not Joe Flacco.
Well, he's older, is what I'm saying.
He's like, I don't know, Tua. He's middle of the road.
Why you get Tua in this thing today? I mean, we're doing
I was trying to think of a name.
Cut downs like, and you go Tua.
Maybe he's more like he's like Joe Burrow. He's just on the outside.
I saw Tua's beautiful wife and kids at the game and going to sitting in there not too far from where we do the games.
You leave them alone, hopefully?
Yeah, I don't talk. I leave everybody alone. I've learned to shut up sometimes. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff coming up. Jimmy Johnson going to join us. We're going to have Jimmy coming up for you in a little while as well. Get his take on Miami Hurricanes and today as well. Big cut down date for the National Football League today at 4 o'clock. Everybody's got to be down to 53. Through waivers and through reserves and everything else. Trades will be popping up today. It's going to be a wild day. Wild, wild day for everybody. There'll be some names out there. You'll be surprised, and we'll see what happens.